Six U.S. soldiers were killed today in Iraq when a Black Hawk helicopter was shot down near Tikrit. Officials say the aircraft was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. Tikrit, located about 100 miles north of Baghdad, is Saddam Hussein's hometown and the scene of numerous attacks against U.S. forces. Another Black Hawk was shot down in Tikrit last month. All five crew members on board that chopper escaped injury. Last Sunday, a Chinook helicopter was hit near Baghdad. 15 soldiers died at the scene. Another died yesterday in a military hospital in Germany. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Tikrit. What more do you know about this helicopter crash today?
Well, I'm standing close to the scene. You can't get actually all the way to this helicopter, but it's a scene of farming fields and small stone houses on the edge of the Tigris River, a little bit north, a couple of miles north of the old palace that is now the military headquarters here. And we don't know what mission this Black Hawk helicopter was on, but I have spoken to eyewitnesses. A farmer here was out in the fields this morning, said he saw a missile. He called it a missile. It could have been a rocket-propelled grenade, of course. But he said it hit the helicopter and broke it into two pieces. He said there was a ball of fire in the sky, and one of the larger pieces came down beside the river.
Black Hawk is a different aircraft from the slower-moving Chinook, right?
It's very different. I mean, the deadly attack last Sunday outside of Fallujah.
Peter?
Yes, can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I was saying the Black Hawk is a much faster helicopter than the slow-moving Chinook that was shot down Sunday. And clearly, in terms of the success against much more technically advanced armament, the folks behind these attacks are going to be cheering this kind of ability to take down one of the attack helicopters, which are much more agile. And we will wait the results of the investigation to find out more details about how this happened, whether it was a very fortunate one-off shot or whether the danger is now increased for the troops.
And the six lost in Tikrit weren't the only U.S. deaths in Iraq today.
That's right. We've had two attacks in the northern city of Mosul. According to the 101st Airborne, in the eastern part of the city, a convoy was hit, one soldier killed, and several people wounded. A little bit later, a bomb went off in downtown Mosul, injuring three people. So clearly, the security situation, not just in Baghdad, but further north, remains very touchy here.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Tikrit, Iraq.